Grammar is a cornerstone of education, and we begin today's show with another story of education in Northwest Arkansas. For decades, or maybe longer, unruly students were forced to stay after school, maybe standing at a blackboard chalking repetitive apologies. With the new school year, chronically disruptive students in the Bentonville School District will be assigned to behavior classrooms. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
A local public swimming pool filled with kids diving, pushing, splashing each other in the cool turquoise blue water this hot summer day will soon be empty. In just a few weeks, these rowdy youngsters will all be back in school, required to be still and pay attention to teacher. And if they don't, chronically disruptive or aggressive students in the Bentonville School District will be assigned to new behavior classrooms for remediation. Debbie Jones is Bentonville School District Superintendent.
It is for all students that display a very unique set of behaviors.
The behavior classrooms are designed primarily for the general student population, she says.
It's for students whose academic abilities are generally within or close to the grade level norms, but their behavioral needs are really focused over mental health issues, and so some of their behaviors can be very severe.
Last year, she says, certain students were being pulled from class due to disruptive behavior repeatedly.
And so when this would occur two or three times a day, we really had to question, is that the best educational environment for both the regular kids and for the student that displays these behaviors?
The behaviors Jones is referring to tend to be extreme.
When we talk about the extreme behaviors, we're talking about students who pose an imminent risk of serious bodily injury to himself or to others within the classroom. It's for students who have caused significant damage to the school environment. It's for a student who disrupts at least 50% of the classroom learning time. So they're really targeted, severe behaviors.
Last semester, with major disruptions increasing across the district, Jones says she contacted experts at Ozark Guidance, a behavioral health center in Springdale, for insight.
And I was just really puzzled. This was back probably January. And I asked, are you seeing within your own private practice, within your practice, an increase in these severe behaviors? And they said, yes, that they were. And I said, what do you attribute these to? And they said, well, really, we don't know for sure, but two factors that we do see increased mental behavioral issues. One is some of these students were students in prenatal whose moms were addicted to drugs. Number two, we see such an increase of addiction to screen time.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, kids ages 8 to 18 spend on average 7.5 hours per day in front of screens, half of that television watching. All that free time spent over smartphones, gaming, or gazing at TV, experts say, contribute to inordinate states of arousal, which result in states of agitated exhaustion and dopamine-driven craving for more screen time, which can result in disruptive behavior. Bentonville School District Superintendent Debbie Jones says any disruptive student in her district assigned to the new behavior classrooms will be formally assessed with full parental involvement.
Part of the process before a student is ever placed in the new behavior classrooms, a functional behavior assessment has been done and a plan is put in place. And I can give you some pragmatic examples. Really great structure, really clear expectations, expected behaviors, modeling good behavior.
And allowing for plenty of cool-down time, Jones says, will be critical. Each student will end up with individual behavior plans, and assignments to behavior classrooms will all be temporary. Jones says the behavior classrooms are unique, but modeled on standardized best behavior practices in education.
It wasn't really an attempt to start something new. The behavior classrooms were birthed out of a great need and desire to give all students the best environment. And that That includes the students with these severe behavior problems.
Students with disabilities, like in every school, are mainstreamed with Bentonville School District's general population, but depending on the student, Joan says, they also may be subject to behavior classrooms. However, she says, any such move must be in close compliance with their individualized education plan as prescribed by the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Improvement Law.
For example, some students may suffer from autism, and they are very high-functioning. They work very well in the regular class. And then you'll see students that have very severe cases of autism who can be aggressive. And the proper placement is put in place for those students, which might be a very small classroom with a very well-trained teacher for that particular diagnosis.
Slightly more than 17,000 students are registered to attend Bentonville Public Schools this coming fall. 11% are students with disabilities, taught by a fleet of special education teachers and paraprofessionals. As such, the new behavior classrooms are intended more for the general education population.
They may be extremely high-performing students, but their behaviors are so severe when they come in. Our hope is that with this secondary placement for them, it's a placement where very, very small classroom. Generally, it's one certified teacher, up to two aides within that classroom, and generally six students or less. They could go to 10, but our hope is to keep them at six or less. And we remediate that behavior. We put some really strong behaviors in place, and then that student's allowed to progress to the regular classroom and be successful there.
And each behavior classroom will feature dedicated staff.
We will start two new classrooms. We have K1, and we have K2 and 3 through 3-4 next year. And we will hire one certified teacher for each of those, and we will hire two aides to support each of those. And we have also put on site a district behavioral specialist so that they're there to, and they work more with the teachers on strategies and working with students with severe behavioral issues.
The cost for the new behavior classrooms, including staff, is estimated to be around $225,000, which in the long run, Debbie Jones says, will save the district money and lost time dealing with chronically disruptive students. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.